Grammy Awards nominations came out today, and if you go by sheer numbers, it's Beyoncé's year.
This ain't Texas.
She leads the pack with 11 nominations, which now makes her the most nominated artist in Grammy history. A lot of other artists also had multiple nods this year. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento breaks down the list.
Queen Bee has now received 99 Grammy nominations over the course of her career. Her latest, Cowboy Carter, has been talked about as her country album, but she insisted it was a Beyoncé album, and the Recording Academy took her word for it.
Genres are a funny little concept, aren't they?
Her 11 nominations this year are spread across a multitude of genres, including pop.
So sweet. I give you kisses in the backseat.
Country.
16 carriages driving away while I watch them ride.
Americana. And melodic rap. Cowboy Carter and its singles were recognized in the Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and Album of the Year categories, too. The latter is one Beyoncé has infamously never won before. Behind Beyoncé, there are several artists with 7 nominations each. Kendrick Lamar's hit, Not Like Us, was part of his rap battle with Drake this summer.
They not like us. They not like us. They not like us.
Speaking of summer, there's everyone's favorite Brit. I mean, brat. More than a decade into her career, Charlie XCX has now landed her first nominations as a solo artist. Billie Eilish, on the other hand, has won both Song of the Year and Record of the Year twice in the last 5 years, and she's up for both again this year. She'll compete in both categories with Taylor Swift and Post Malone's collaboration, Fortnite. Tied with Swift for 6 nominations are 2 of the biggest breakout stars of the year. Sabrina Carpenter. And your favorite artist, Chapel Roan. Notably, Roan and Carpenter are nominated in all 4 main categories: Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best New Artist. Another Best New Artist contender is rapper-singer Shaboozey. His hit, a bar song, Tipsy, has spent more time at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart this year than any other song. 16 weeks and counting.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history.
And it wouldn't be the Grammys without some surprises. The Beatles received a Best Song nod for Now and Then. That song used AI to restore older recordings made by late band members John Lennon and George Harrison. Another surprise, Andre 3000 is nominated for Album of the Year. He's actually won that award before as half of the duo Outkast. They took home the trophy for their album Speaker Box, The Love Below in 2004, which also happens to be the last time a hip-hop record won Album of the Year. This time, Andre's nominated for his solo debut, an album of instrumental flute music called New Blue Sun. We'll find out if any of them can top Beyoncé at the Grammy ceremony on February 2nd, 2025. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News.